Just a minute, sir. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Yes?
The story is on the UPI ticker.
Oh.
In complete detail.
Yeah.
Clark and I agree that the program that you outlined is the best.
Now, they tell me they're making a big play that this is a foreign or national security secrets are involved.
Oh, no, there's nothing to that.
Well, who
is the timekeeper at the soldier's home? The other fellow.
Well, Birch has got out a big statement. The Republican National Committee is saying, what does it say?
Yeah.
White House is trying to suppress.
Yeah. But that's
the highest national security.
That's probably just because, don't you suppose, just because of the general idea that fellows who engage in this kind of thing are dangerous to the
national security. The Republican National Committee has called every newspaper man down.
Yeah.
About him.
Yeah. Well, we agree, and is killed up at the White House?
He's killed up at the White House. Who do you have at the White House Commission of State? What about the Willie Day there? What about the boy that you brought over to the State Department? He ought to be on a campaign trip. I don't give a damn. You get him back here, and don't you ever put him on a campaign trip. You be him. Why does he have to come to dinner with two of you here? He hadn't got anybody down there. He's brought him up here, told him to get him, never let him get out of that damn office.
Well, you want us to get up a statement and telephone it to George?
I guess so. Well, George has come up with a new theory. I don't think he knows any of the facts, but he says that he ought to get out at all and so on and so forth.
That he ought not to get out?
Well, what would you have him do? But what am I going to do? I don't know my head. George thinks we oughtn't to do anything, I think he's wrong. What do you and Clark think? I think you ought to get up a statement, and I think you ought to work it out best you can. Call me as soon as I get to the speech.
And you want me to clear it with Walter?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
See what he thinks. I don't see first that he can ever come back.
No, we're clear. We've been clear on that for a long time.
All right. Now then, when you know something and you don't act on it, the president is properly criticizable.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it.
Yeah.
And I've got the proof.
Yeah.
It's there. What do I gain by procrastinating?
Yeah.
I don't see a thing. It looks to me like you build up the thing.
Yeah.
If you act on it, then it's behind you. You take the action.
Yeah.
And we've got 3 million people. We do have some mistakes made by people. And when they make mistakes, well, we have to act on it.
Right.
But all I could do is just further destroy him.
Yeah.
And I think destroy myself, and I think destroy the presidency, which is the real thing. If a president knows something like this and doesn't take prompt action,
yeah,
what the goddamn hell is the confidence they're going to have in the presidency?
Yeah.
Just pussyfooting and procrastinating.
Yeah. All right, so we'll go ahead and clear it now.
What's the post going to do? They're going to run it?
Sir?
What is the post going to do?
Well, they were still debating, but I think they were not going to run it until this UPI story came out. But I think with the UPI story, they'll probably run it.
What does the UPI say?
UPI's got the whole thing. I have it here in front of me. Walter Jenkins, Special Assistant President Johnson, was arrested on October 7th on disorderly charges involving indecent gestures and elected support for $50 collateral. Check of D.C. police records reveal the incident today after rumors swept Washington. Jenkins has been arrested by officers of the D.C. Mall Association. The records show that Jenkins, 46, was picked up at the YMCA by two plainclothesmen of the Mall Association at 8:35 p.m. Wednesday, October 7th, on a charge of disorderly conduct and indecent gestures. Said the elected forfeit $50 collateral. The records show that Andy Choker, 60, a timekeeper at the Soldiers' Home here, was arrested at the same time by the same officers, also elected forfeit $50 collateral. Jenkins been admitted to the hospital and so on. And then it's doctor's statement, and quotes George Reedy. Jenkins' father, 6 children, has been an aide to Johnson since 1939. Arrest records of the Morris Division of Metropolitan Police are open to public inspection. There's no attempt by the police to suppress the record of Jenkins' arrest. The arrest record showed that Jenkins gave his birthplace to Jolly, Texas, with his occupation as a clerk. Then a reference to the Bobby Baker case. So that's about it.
What does it say about Bobby?
It just says that Jenkins is one of the men Republicans want someone as a witness in the resumption of the Bobby Baker investigation by the Senate Rules Committee. His name figured prominently in an earlier inquiry, but he was not called to testify. Jenkins, an unsuccessful candidate for Congress in 1951 in Texas, worked for Johnson as a congressional clerk prior to World War II. During the war, Jenkins served in the Army and rose to the rank of major. He worked for Johnson for 20 years in the House, Senate, and later in the Vice President's office. He was Chief Administrative Assistant to Johnson during the Senate service and headed his staff to Johnson as the Vice President. He went to the White House with Johnson and served as one of his closest advisors, fulfilling a multi-purpose assignment of confidentiality and consulting on his former member of administrative as well as political stores for the chief executive on the official roster. He is one of 12 special assistants to the president.
Now, what's your best judgment?
I, with the record of credit, I think that the only thing left is the resignation on the grounds that the doctor says that his health won't be better to
him. Eddie didn't want to use the word resignation because he thinks that confirms the guilt. He says, just say that he informed by his doctors that he cannot return to duty and
right.
that he had a complete collapse.
For weapon that. It is now the doctor has, in his first statement, said he'd have to be in the hospital 4 or 5 days at least. And that creates a little awkwardness for today. Actually, there have been some cardiograms, blood pressure tests, and Walter's in pretty difficult shape. But, 4 or 5 days, they can make it kind of tough to get them out of mind, but they do it.
We all get that call us back. I'll be at this center. What time have to do? I'll have to go about 9:30.
All right, well, we'll write something up, and then I'll go out to Walter and tell him that if it's tentative, but we may decide to go ahead with it if it's all right with him.
I'd try to go out and see him right quick
before he
goes to bed. Write it up later. But I had to...
Well, Clark will work on the draft while I go with you, see Walter.
And that's right, and you don't neglect that other mission either.
No, sir. And what time do we, coach back?
Well, I'll be here at 9:30, 9:45. Then I'll be speaking, I guess, for an hour. And I'll call you as soon as I get back from the speech.
All right.
But we're going to miss all the papers, I'm afraid.
What's that?
We're going to miss all the papers, I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think you can talk to him on the phone?
I can't get through. I have to get the doctor. I've got Clark working on the doctor right now. I'm trying to get him there. Can we just isolate him? And I'll do it just as fast as I can.
Okay.
Yes, sir.